But today in America, we are the only major country on earth that doesn't guarantee health care to all people, that doesn't guarantee paid family and medical leave. We have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth. We are seeing millions of families unable to send their kids to college in the United States of America. I'm running for president because I believe it is just too late for establishment politics and establishment economics. I do believe we need a political revolution where millions of people stand up and say loudly and clearly that our government belongs to all of us and not just a handful of wealthy campaign contributors. Thank you all.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds?
Well, let's hope that revolution is a lot louder than a whisper tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. The big unveiling of what's next in the Sanders revolution. And like I said, 9 p.m., there's set to be a live webcast, as I understand, a call to action for all the Sanders supporters. I personally am looking forward to seeing what comes out of tomorrow evening's event. And where we go from here, the idea was never that the campaign was the end-all, be-all. It was, how do we get people active, engaged? How do we get people in the streets and well, involved? And here to give us a preview of our revolution, I've asked Larry Cohen, former head of the Communication Workers of America and an early Bernie Sanders advocate, to come talk with us. Larry, thanks for taking time for us.
Pleasure.
So big event tomorrow night, kind of giving us a preview of where we go.
Sure. There's about 2,400 events across the country. And what people will see there, first of all, on the live stream is Bernie, no surprise. A couple of candidates with him that are running. As you said, this is never meant to be about Bernie. It's meant to be about how do we change the country, political revolution. They'll hear about what they can do. And so our revolution will not just support candidates and encourage people to get involved with progressive candidates across the country. And we're talking about up and down the ballot, not just congressional candidates, but also ballot measures and the first national fight will be to mobilize everybody against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So they'll hear about those kinds of activities. And on the TPP, an actual action plan, and as part of a much broader coalition. But, you know, we have millions of people that are plugged in here, so we can make a big difference on the TPP, and it's now or never for the TPP. So
absolutely. But
Bernie knows that, and the folks at our revolution across the country know it.
And the hope is that we do, in this next election, what we failed to do in 2009 when President Obama took office, because everybody basically threw up their hands, said we won and went home. And we didn't get the things that we were promised, in my view, because I don't think there was that push from the grassroots to make sure that we got what we wanted.
That's right. And I should have said the structure of this is going to be, basically network-based, state-based. It's not going to be a giant top-down organization or a bunch of people that are going to try to support that effort, including me. But really, it'll be, you know, each state gradually sort of reconstructing what they did in the Bernie campaign and building on it more than just reconstructing it. And in many states, Bernie supporters are now the leadership in the Democratic Party. So that's occurred in Vermont, the Vermont primary 2 weeks ago, 20 out of the 25 people we endorsed won. And most of them were from the Vermont Progressive Party. So these are new strategies. In Nebraska, the Bernie supporters are now leading the Nebraska Democratic Party. Actually, they will be as of December 1st when there's a changing of the guard. The same is true in places ranging from Hawaii, very Democratic, to Utah and Idaho and Alaska, not very Democratic in terms of voting behavior.
Right.
So, part of this is to try to figure out, what does party building mean inside and outside the Democratic Party? How do you build and convert a lot of the Bernie support into sort of permanent, political organization that can not only support candidates or ballot measures or fight the TPP or other issues, but also actually build a party that is there for working people.
And that comes down to, you know, doing a lot of the grassroots stuff, much like the Tea Party did in 2010, where you were
exactly.
you were flipping House seats, you were flipping governor's seats, you were all the way up the political ticket. Because as I've always said, if you want to change the world, you start by your little piece of it. Change your corner of it, and the rest will come. And this seems to me to be that kind of on-the-ground grassroots. At least that's my hope in this.
Yeah, that's my hope as well. And it's with... You know, we really want to stress this. We're not trying to be some master organization. It's with organizational allies. It's with, you know, local unions that, you know, in a state or in a city. It's with environmental groups or immigration groups. It's to try to keep the, you know, the same kind of momentum around racial and economic social justice going.
Because here's the thing, Larry. I have a lot of listeners who email me, who talk to me about how much they're really not fond of Secretary Clinton. They don't like Donald Trump, but not fond of Secretary Clinton. And I say, you know, the number one way you fix that is to make sure that there are people pushing her in the direction that we want to make sure that she goes. So all of the move that Bernie has forced her onto progressive issues like a public option, like being against the TPP, like increasing the minimum wage, a whole bunch of the infrastructure, the list goes on. Make sure that there are people behind pushing to ensure that she does it.
That's exactly it. And also, you know, the Democratic Party itself, which, you know, I've been involved in the reform efforts in the party, including getting rid of superdelegates. That effort also continues, and most importantly, at the state level. You know, there's no point in all of us, you know, going out and being nice volunteers, and then the same people run the Democratic Party, and then we say, well, the choice is A or B. Which one do you want? No, we have to create that choice. And that's, you know, exactly what, in an organizational way, the Tea Party did in the Republican Party, is what we have to do. And part of the thing about tomorrow night is that, you know, I'm going to an event in Northwest D.C., somebody's house, and 40 other people, I'm not sure they'll all fit, but, you know, have signed up to go to that house. And it's after the live stream is to say to each other, okay, now what are we doing here? And how are we, and, you know, the host would take down the emails and cell phones of the people that were there. How do we stay together? And then how do we network with the other people, you know, across Pennsylvania or wherever else that are doing the same thing? So I think, you know, those relationships, it's not just issues, are really key, you know, if we're going to build an alternative and not accepted notion that Democratic Party is mainly about fundraising.
Right. And this is really about true democracy. This is about people actually getting involved in their process, which I got to be honest, sounds like it's a lot of work. And I got to wonder, you know, there's a lot of obstacles here. I'm interested to see how this goes, because it is a lot of work. You're showing up to the meetings, participating, being constantly involved, being constantly on the lookout and constantly looking for information and all of that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people, you know, tens of thousands that have volunteered to do that kind of work. I think the key is, you know, is it meaningful work? Does it lead to something? And, you know, that's going to be a big challenge too. So in some places it's easier to demonstrate that than in others. And so, you know, that's going to be a challenge, keeping people together regardless of where they are. Some places there's elections, including Pennsylvania, that sort of cry out for that kind of organizing and that kind of involvement, and, you know, other places not so clear how you accomplish the change.
As I've been, you know, following this and again talking about how we change places like Pennsylvania, because our state house is insane here. To me,
right.
it is changing those races, because that's what really affects our lives every day. And it's about, I think, having that conversation about what kind of government do we want and what kind of leadership do we want in those positions, which is why I'm thrilled to see that this is going on and pulling people together from all different kind of groups. I think this is fantastic, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Well, thanks, as always, for your support. And I would just add that sort of ongoing education, like what you do, excuse me, on this program, is also part of another sort of part of what Bernie Sanders, you know, wants to keep going. That wouldn't be our revolution. It'll be something else. But, you know, you think about the populace in 1900 or even before, they trained 50 or 60,000 lecturers. They had no technology to help do it. And they traveled around, particularly places like Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas. And that kind of education is part of it, too. Well, we have the Rick Smith Show and other things. And so how do we tie some of that together so that, you know, we're not just preaching to the same people, but we're trying to move people, you know, working people to say, hey, you don't have to give up. You don't need candidates like Trump. Let's do the real thing. People like us can run. Whether it's for school board or for president of the United States. And if we build a big enough movement, we can win.
I'm all in favor of that. I want average everyday folks, working people to get into the halls of power and create smart policy that make good schools for our kids, safe communities for our families, and good jobs for American workers, and trade policy being right there front and center. So how do we get involved in this? Walk me through a process if folks don't know how to. Is there a website?
Oh,
what do we do?
Thanks for mentioning that. I should have done that. Yeah, so you can watch the live stream. Ideally, you go to an event. But even if you don't go to an event, if you go to BernieSanders.com, or that'll be the last time for that, by the way, or OurRevolution.com at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, it's going to be live on there. And at several points during it, it'll say, you know, Bernie or somebody else who's speaking will say, you know, go click on action or act now. And there's a drop down, and then you volunteer and you check the boxes of the things you're interested in. So that this website, OurRevolution.com, is not up. But I'm working with people right now. By midnight tonight, it should be up. Right now, there's nothing on it. But it should have candidates on it. It should have issues on it. It should have ways to get involved on it. OurRevolution.com, or for now, BernieSanders.com.
And we will make sure that we get links at the RickSmithShow.com so folks can participate in that, because I don't want anyone to miss out on this. I think this is going to be one of those moments in history where we look back and go, maybe this is where we began to turn things around.
Okay. Well, thanks for all you do.
Larry, I appreciate the time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Let's take a quick break. Right back with your thoughts. 1-888-520-RICK. 1-888-520-7425. This is the Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.